Exercise 10, page 76. Speaker 1.
I'm in human resources and I'm very much against this modern trend of putting everything on a CV. I want to know how you'll fit into the company, not how far you can walk or what the highest mountain you've climbed is. These extra bits of information are supposed to reveal something about a candidate, but for me it's misleading, not to mention the fact that it's unprovable. I just want to see your qualifications and experience, and if you fit, I'll call you in for an interview. And as for putting your photograph on an application, I don't allow it. Those go straight in the bin. I don't want to judge a book by its cover.
Speaker 2.
I've been out of work for 6 months now, and I'm starting to despair. I go to interview after interview and they seem to go well, but then I wait and wait by the phone and no call. I even decided to bite the bullet. And the next time I was waiting for an interview with a couple of other candidates, I asked them what they thought I was doing wrong. One said my computer qualification is out of date, so I guess I'll have to update it. I had a look at some schools and they charge a fortune, but it can't be helped. The other candidate said I was too old. I mean, he was probably trying to put me off, but I found it a little depressing.
Speaker 3.
I'm doing the interview rounds and it's all the same. You turn up in your suit and tie and sit with other suits in the waiting area, studiously ignoring each other until you get called in. During the last one, though, I struck up a conversation with a woman there and we really hit it off. We met a couple of weeks later and had a coffee. Neither of us got the job, but she said it was good experience for future interviews, which I thought was a very healthy way of looking at it. She also said that when I started talking to her, she was going to ignore me because she thought I was trying to put her off. Nothing could have been further from my mind.
Speaker 4.
What I don't find fair is the way firms really don't want to hire older people for positions they're very well qualified for. My mum and I were both applying for jobs recently, and we're both administrative assistants, so we were applying for the same posts mostly. And mum's got loads more experience than me, but I got 3 times as many interviews as her. She got a job in the end, but it took her twice as long as me. She got quite discouraged about it, but I just told her, "It's not new, Mom, it's society. The odds are stacked in favor of the young across the board,